fearfully and wonderfully made. Don't you love to ponder God's creation and His creative powers? There are multitudinous things at which we can marvel that proclaim God's glory. Marvel at the power of God, who simply spoke and it was done. Marvel at the wisdom of God, who designed every living thing with incredible intricacy and complexity. Marvel at the love of God, who made everything perfect and beautiful for our enjoyment and use. Marvel at the precision and care of God, who calls the estimated 1 septillion stars by name and keeps each one in its place. Marvel at the immensity of God, who measures the seemingly infinite universe with the span of His hand. Marvel at the imagination of God to create such variety and diversity of life. Marvel at the personal touch of God, who cared enough to form Adam and Eve with His own hands in His own image. When you think of creation, however, don't think only of a past great act of God. Creation is also a present marvel that is taking place each day. Though the Bible says God rested on the seventh day and that He ceased from His works, it also speaks of Him creating each new person. This will be written for the generation to come, that a people yet to be created may praise the Lord. Psalm 102, verse 18. You send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. Psalm 104, verse 30. So King David says, "For you formed my inward parts, you covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well." You are not just a product of nature. It is true God created mankind and all living things with the ability to reproduce according to their kind. But more than that, God personally formed you in your mother's womb. You are a special creation. Doesn't that give you even more reason to thank and praise God that you are so fearfully and wonderfully made? If everyone understood that and praised the Lord who formed us in the womb, there would be no need for laws prohibiting abortion. For all people would treasure and cherish the life that God creates. Everyone would know that every fetus is a special work of God's hands and wouldn't dream of destroying the work of God. David goes on, "Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they were all written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there was none of them." Psalm 139, verse 16. A fetus is not just a growth that can be removed. It is a new individual, and God already has a purpose and a plan for that life. Such knowledge will also guard us against two other dangers. We will not pride ourselves in our own ability, as if we made ourselves great. Rather, we will give glory to God who made us and gave us all things. As Paul says, "What do you have that you did not receive? Now, if you did indeed receive it, why do you boast as if you had not received it?" 1 Corinthians 4:7. It will also protect us from self-deprecation and envy, thinking that we are no good and wishing we would be more like someone else that we admire. Instead, you will know that God made you the way you are for His purpose. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Give all thanks and praise to Him who created you and consider how you can best use your life to serve Him. This article was written by Pastor David Rime of St. Paul Lutheran Church in Vernon, British Columbia.